It's All Things Considered on WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. It didn't get a lot of attention, but last Friday, March 28th, was the 35th anniversary of the nuclear emergency at the Three Mile Island plant in Pennsylvania. And that incident, perhaps more so than any other, shaped the way Americans feel about nuclear energy in their communities. Today, former Dallas Mayor and U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk is trying to change negative opinions on nuclear power through his work with the advocacy group Case Energy. Ambassador Kirk says nuclear power is one of several sources that should be a bigger part of the nation's energy menu.
More Americans very much associate energy with its impact on the environment. And we've learned more now, and we want to be responsible. The real lesson learned from Three Mile Island is that in those 35 years since then, we've not had an incident of that nature. And one is because we now have, I think, the strongest safety regime around nuclear facilities of any energy production source. And it is the only energy facility that has a federal NRC inspector on site 24 hours a day, every day a year. The redundancy of safety measures that are now in place because of what we learned, not only from Three Mile Island, but what we've learned from what happened in Japan, is remarkable.
You touched upon this, but I want to expand on it for just a second, that Three Mile Island also made it harder to talk about nuclear energy in the public sphere in a certain respect. Among the public, it remains kind of a touchy subject, especially among people who remember Three Mile Island, who maybe saw the China Syndrome in theaters when it was out in the 70s. So what do you say to people who come up to you and say, Ambassador Kirk, all this sounds great on paper, but I don't want a nuclear facility in my community, where my kids go to school, where I live? How do you address that attitude?
Hey, we're not going to bring about converts to support nuclear energy by just creating a story to answer that question. So we give them the facts and give them the reality. And then we can walk people through the realities of how a nuclear facility is run today, how it's built, how it's maintained, the incredible standards that are required to bring a facility into production and put it online, and how different that was than it was 35 years ago. And it should be. Listen, Three Mile Island should never happen again, but the good story is we learn from that. And nuclear energy facilities are some of the most heavily regulated and inspected by both the federal government and state regulatory authorities of any energy facility in the world. And that's a good thing. And because of that, they're also some of the safest.
Well, I do want to talk for a moment about Watts Bar, because as you said, you were there on Thursday to make your case for nuclear energy options in this country. But opponents of nuclear power could also point to Watts Bar and the Unit 2 reactor as an example of some of the real struggles that the nuclear energy industry faces in this country. They've been looking at a cost overrun, soaring cost into the billions of dollars. And when you factor in the stops and starts in construction, it's taken about 30 years to get it finished. And there have been some safety issues that have been reported, and TVA's been dinged over that. So what do you say to convince the public that something like Watts Bar is still a good investment?
Well, the reality is so much of our challenge with constructing nuclear energy is trying to build and construct a case out of fear, based on what people believe. And I think some of it is the mythology around nuclear energy. And so you do end up with this perverse situation that it takes 30 years to bring a facility online. Now, I happen to think that's ridiculous, because the reality is the time to build and invest in energy is now. And part of our message of this Case Energy Coalition is to have this honest dialogue about those, but also remind Americans one of the ways you are able to power our businesses and keep the lights on is the reality that nuclear energy facilities like Watts Bar, like Reactor 1, are able to operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, whether the sun is shining, whether you've got a storm. And there's a reliability here that we need as part of that component of our electric supply, because there are going to be days that the sun doesn't shine and that the wind doesn't blow, or it's too cold to more efficiently move natural gas through pipelines. And then those are days that we're going, thank God that we have nuclear energy.
Ambassador Ron Kirk is one of the leaders of the Case Energy Coalition in Tennessee to talk about nuclear energy. Ambassador Kirk, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.